Here we are. We're back. Heal your wounds. Welcome to this episode. I'm Sean McLaughlin, the host. And if it sounds a bit different, then maybe the sound is a bit different in your ears this episode. And it's because we're recording it, not in my home, but in the home of your friend, my friend, Elliot.
Good afternoon, Sean, and welcome, everyone, to my home.
Yes, we're in your home. Listeners may be surprised to hear that you live in a proper house, not a Wendy house.
Okay.
In the back of someone's garden.
Okay.
I thought that's where little kids wanted to live.
Not a child.
You're not a child, but you do like dressing up.
I do.
Like you greeted me dressed as a pirate. What was that about?
That wasn't dress up. I'm disabled now.
Okay. Elliot's got a problem, everybody. We've got a lot to talk about in this section and in our sort of wrap-up. Let's start with the eye patch.
Okay. So I've got an eye patch that I have to wear because I'm cool, because I've got a lot going on.
Was that the prescription?
Yes.
You appear to have a lot going on. Here's an eye patch.
Yeah. Do you want to know what's wrong?
Well, if it's going to be a downer, I don't. Because you were a fucking downer last time, and I think you really cost us some listens.
Hey, people loved my horrible breakdown.
What's the reason?
Well, it's been very hot recently, and I get hay fever. And as you know, I'm a very sexual being, a very sexy person.
Yeah, we're all aware of that.
And the combination of the heat and the hay fever means that I'm gremlin enough to be sweating into my own eye.
Oh.
And infecting it.
You've infected it?
I've infected my eye.
And so why...
It's pussy.
It's what?
It was pussy.
Sorry, are you saying pussy or...
Pussy. I had a pussy eye.
You had a pussy eye or a pussy eye?
Yeah, I had a pussy eye. Pussy, just all over it was.
I need you to spell that.
I don't think I would know how to spell it. P... Pussy.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, let's move on from that. I'm glad that you're in fighting form. You're wearing shorts.
Thank you.
Me and Elliot have been hanging out since the last episode.
We had a sociable hangout.
Me and Elliot, actually, we went on a lad's night out.
Yep.
But there were girls there as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was really fun.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Some of the previous guests of the podcast were there.
We went to Brixton.
I got very drunk. What does that noise mean?
I was also very drunk, but neither of us, I think, seemed too drunk.
No, we were fine.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were that drunk.
Thank you.
But we saw the biggest... we saw, who was the band? It was the Italian. It was the biggest hip-hop star of Italy. It was called Nocchi, but the night was called Spaghetti Hip-Hop.
I thought the band was called Spaghetti.
No, I think the band was called MC Gnocchi or Il Gnocchi.
Oh, okay.
Basically.
What does that mean?
Well, gnocchi is another type of pasta.
All right.
What do you mean?
I feel like if you're going to be an Italian hip-hopist, you need to be a bit more original than just picking a pasta name.
I mean, I think I agree with that, but they must also accept that they have in their audience people who use the phrase hip-hopist.
I was the only person who would use that kind of phrase there.
You're the type of person who refers to Hamilton... And you go, it's a veritable hip-hopera. Is that what you'd say about it?
It is veritable.
What does that mean when people say that?
I think it means very much so a...
It's a very much so hip-hopera.
Yes.
Well, anyway, we went out with Brixton and it was really fun.
Really lovely time.
We got very drunk. Mm-hmm. We listened to hip-hop. We were rapping at each other for a bit.
We ate the smallest tacos in the world.
Yeah. That was really funny.
It was a bit of a rip. They were in for a bit of a game, weren't they? £3 for...
No, but it was
a palm-sized taco.
Yeah, but it was
took
like
10 minutes.
But it was like £3 for £5, or £3 for £7, or something. That's the idea.
Not when I went there.
Yeah, well, when you went there, they thought, "Oh, we'll give you the kids' menu."
It did fit my hand very nicely.
My
eye patch is too big as well. It's an adult size.
Is it?
Yeah, I need the kid one.
Elliot needs a kid's eye patch. Everyone, do the kids one have like Super Ted on it?
I hope so. I don't even want a Super Ted one. I want the one. What's Super Ted's mate?
I only know him through the vitamins. I'm not a hardcore fan.
Okay. You don't know the lore.
Oh, no, yeah, I'm not into the canon as much as you.
Okay.
It's good to have you back.
Thank you. It's good to have you here.
Good. We're
in a great mood.
Lovely home. We're in a good mood. We're going to have a great episode today. We got two tremendous guests, actually.
Sophie Hagen and Ed Hedges.
Sophie Hagen and Ed Hedges. We are punching way above our weight. looking forward to dragging them down to our level. Maybe they'll drag us up to theirs.
Who knows? Only time will tell.
Based on previous episodes, we're the ones pulling people into the gutter.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we do. Thank you so much for keep listening. We're going to do a great interview and then we're going to be back with some more chat. Because we both had a few more adventures and we're going to talk about them.
Strap in.
Bye. Well, I went to the show with you the other night. I was there with you. We held each other tight. You looked into my eyes and said, I'm leaving you. You walked away and left me wondering, what am I to do? Ticket stub. Ticket stub. That's all that's left of our love. Okay, we're here. Main section, main interview. I'll level with you, listeners. There's been a lot of false starts so far. We've got a couple of guests here. One of them's rowdy and one of them's very cynical. And I don't know where to start. Elliot's here.
Hello.
Elliot's been losing his mind.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yep.
But your house has now got more people in it.
Don't quote my house. Don't finger quote my house.
Don't finger quote your house.
Yeah, you want a house. It's a house.
I mean, the paranoia on you is insane. Guest number one, Ed Hedges.
Hi, Sean.
How are you, Ed?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. Good. I'm worried about you. You've been coughing and spluttering ever since you got here.
I done a spit of water into the room. Sorry, Elliot.
It's fine.
The mistake you've made already is I put popcorn in my mouth, took a swig of water.
Popcorn in your mouth, took a sip of water.
Water, popcorn in my mouth.
Yeah.
Then you come out with one of your classic zingers.
Yeah, I was a zinger.
The laugh's got to go somewhere. And I spat on my jet jeans.
Is English your first language yet? You sound like you're struggling with words and phrases.
I'm...
What he's saying is you made him laugh.
You've not been introduced. You've not been introduced.
Well, you're both struggling with this language, which I have learned. Fine.
Sophie Hagen, everybody. Second guest. Hello, Sophie. Hello. Sophie, please explain to everyone what Ed was just saying.
He was putting all sorts of stuff in his mouth, and then you made him laugh, and then now it's everywhere.
Now it's everywhere. Yeah. Good, good, good. Well, it's good to have you both here. I was going to ask you, Ed, you got two Ds in your... You spelled Ed Hedges with two Ds.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck's up with that?
There's two Ds in Edward. I'll have them both, please. Dolly for money.
Absolutely got me bang to rights there.
Also, you've got Ed Gamble.
Yeah.
Been on the show.
Yeah.
Friend of show.
Have you had a stroke?
I've had three strokes. No, Ed Gamble's friend of the show. He's been on. You've got Ed Petrie. You've got Ed Knight.
So what you're saying is there's loads of single D's.
And
you wanted a double D comedian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It stands out a bit more fun to write. Also, when I do my signature for all the autographs I do on legal documents, it's fun to go swirly whirly. Because think about it, listeners, here's something you can imagine in your heads, bit of fun for you. Imagine doing a big E.
Yeah.
Cool.
And
so you do it all swirly. So you go like little ka, and then join the tail to another little ka, makes an E. So you're already into the swooshes, then you can just follow that in and go swooshy D, swooshy D.
Is it possible for you to tighten up this sentence?
It is fun to write my name. and that's the end of that, yeah.
Cool. Well, it's fun to have you here as well, Ed.
Fun to be here, Sean.
Great.
That was like watching Frost Nixon.
Yeah,
I want to turn this podcast into like a 1970s sport, like football. You know the old commentators where they used to wear the big brown jackets?
Yeah.
Used to smoke.
Like, yeah.
That kind of level of riffing banter.
Yeah, well, we're halfway there.
Unbelievable day, Tony. It is an unbelievable day, Jim. It is.
Thank you for coming. Ed has driven 5 hours directly to this house.
Ladies.
He's also, but don't say that. He's also... there's a bit of tension between the guests, who are very good friends.
It's a one-way tension. I'm not tense at all. It's all Ed.
Well, Sophie clearly isn't tense. I mean, Ed has got a lot of bees in his bonnet, but he's accusing Sophie of driving past him on the way here. Bees in his bonnet.
Bees in his bonnet.
Welcome to the second part of the show.
Is that not Sean Ed, and Ed I need you to Sophie Ed, Ed, thing. Ed, wind it in.
Right.
Wind it in.
Fine. Just
Sophie, mad. Ed.
What's a bonnet? Is that a hat?
A bonnet is a type of hat.
Oh, that makes sense.
Or like a head thing. Do you not have that expression, bees in your bonnet?
No.
No?
I don't think we have bonnets.
In Denmark, you don't have bonnets.
Or bees.
That's
very difficult.
No need for bees.
I figure that it's something that you don't want.
What, a bee in your bonnet?
A bee in your bonnet.
I think having a bee in your bonnet means like you're angry about something. Or you're pent up about something.
Scared.
You're scared.
That would scare me if I had a bee in my bonnet. Wink.
Sophie Hagen with her anti-English agenda once more. From Denmark.
From Denmark.
You're Denmark. Are you from Copenhagen?
No, I'm not. What do you mean from? I've lived in Copenhagen.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do I mean from?
Like from, like born. Like born and raised? From?
Where are you born and raised?
Sønderjylland.
Sønderjylland. Sure.
That's the one.
And where were you? But you lived in Copenhagen.
After 10 years, we moved to Farum.
Farum.
After 8 years, I moved to Hillerød.
Hillerød.
Yeah. And then at the end, I lived in Copenhagen.
Now, your name is in Copenhagen.
Yes.
Is that a coincidence?
Well,
what does Hagen mean?
In Danish.
Yeah.
It means the chin.
The chin?
Yeah.
So what? Wait a minute. What does Copen mean?
Well, Copenhagen is like the English version of Copenhagen. But Copenhagen, Copenhagen.
What's Copenhagen?
Copenhagen means by, and then Hauen means harbour.
But by harbour.
Yeah, so it should be Copenhagen harbour. But instead it's Copenhagen.
So which it's by the chin.
Doesn't mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's that.
So that's the capital city. And you're saying you don't have bees or bonnets.
But we buy a lot of chins.
But you buy a lot of chins.
We buy a lot of chins.
It's amazing that Denmark is viewed as such an aspirational country, given all the things they're lacking.
It's amazing we've lost so many wars.
It's amazing. But you did pretty well there for a while. 1,500 years ago, probably.
We don't like to talk about that when we're in this country.
Oh, do you not?
No.
Oh. Well, then let's not talk about it at length. I'm going to have to cross out a few notes here. Luckily, Ed Hedges has got a lot of opinions. So, Ed, you're saying that Sophie drove past you?
Yes, sure.
On the way here?
Yes, that's
like
correct.
A minute away. You had to walk a minute. It would have been weird if I'd said to the driver, oh, can you pick up that guy? And then you stop the car, you would have waddled into the car, and then we'd drive like 10 meter, and then you would have gotten out. That would have been weird.
Look at that. Here she says that, 10 meter. That's absolute EU phrase, that. Tell us it in stone.
It's about to be illegal to say that, so I better get it all out there.
Yeah, we've got to use the metric system while we still can.
Set in kilos.
Pardon?
Set in kilos.
Certain kilos.
No, you said set in stone.
No, I said say it in stone. I made a joke.
Okay. Well,
set in kilos is also a joke.
Made a joke.
Yes.
It's set in kilos.
We've established that us two award-winning comedians have just made two jokes.
Am I the award-winning comedian? I'm not one of the awards.
I just tried to pick you up a bit.
Ed's won an award.
Yeah.
You've won an award.
I've won a few.
What do you mean you've won a few?
I've won a few.
Well, I don't need awards. The only award is the listening figures of this show. The wounded are growing in number and in strength.
That implies you're creating more wounded.
Every day we create more wounded
you're
with this show.
Wounding more people with this show.
Wounding hearts, wounding minds.
Is that what you call it?
That's the plan.
Yeah.
The wounded.
Kerry Pritchard-McLean thought of that.
She said, really nice.
Do you think so?
Yeah, the wounded.
The wounded, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's like they need us.
Yeah, they need us, don't they?
Yeah.
They're reliant on us. That's the main thing. We give them the first sample free, and then they need it. They need the hit. We're outside the school gates giving them USBs of Heal Your Wounds. Then, bam, we put the paywall up. They're done.
Start introducing it to certain communities. Yeah.
Cool. So, there's tension between the guests. I'm just looking at my notes here. I've got loads of things. I asked about the 2Ds thing, and I asked about the Hagen surname. Basically, I've used up all my notes.
Well, both your questions just, what's up with your name?
Yeah, both of them were, what's up with your name?
Great.
Glad to be here, Sean.
What's your middle name, Ed?
Abraham.
No, it isn't.
No, are you joking?
No.
That's a good one.
Your name is Ed Abraham.
It's Edward Abraham Hedges, yeah.
Abraham?
Why did you not go with Abraham Hedges as your stage name?
Abe Hedges.
Because I don't do my show in a top hat with, like, mutton chops. Abe Hedges.
Yeah.
Abe Hedges?
That's the granddad of The Simpsons.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Are you of Jewish stock? That feels
no,
like a very Jewish
no,
name.
Abraham. I'm not from Jewish stock.
No.
I'm from
what stock are you from? Because you look all over the shop.
I went to Turkey the other day.
What? What do you mean you went to Turkey the other day?
I was in Turkey a minute ago, and everyone kept coming up to me going, like, talking in Turkish.
Because they thought you were Turkish?
Yeah.
Well, or because you were in Turkey.
Genetic, yeah. That could have been it.
It could have been that, mate.
I was working behind a bar, so... so genetically, I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
What do you think I am genetically, Sean? And I'll tell you the answers afterwards.
Well, your name's Edward Abraham Hedges.
Mm.
I assume you're English.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty far back.
Yeah.
You've got curly English country hair.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lovely country wart on your nose.
Right.
You've got... I just noticed that Ed Edges has got a wart on his nose.
It's not a wart. Basically, when I was like 3 years old, I had a spot on my nose. My mum thought she'd dig it out with a needle, but it wasn't a spot. It was like a rash, and she just put a needle into my nose, and now I've got a bump on my nose. It makes me look like a little cute rhino, but then I walk in here, and it's a, you know, hey, Ed, how are you? No, what the fuck's wrong with your nose, mate?
It doesn't make you look like a rhino. It's not a bigger... The nose
That's
makes
an elephant.
Is he always like this? You spend more time with him, but is he always like this? And you say you're friends. Is that right? Or is it as close to friendship as he's capable of getting?
Yeah. No, it's a very damaged relationship.
Carer, friends.
Yeah, that's a...
I am, quoting Hagen, difficult to work with for a prolonged period of time.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why is that? What's the most difficult thing?
I lose interest in most things. Move on to the next thing.
Oh, that's not it.
I'm going to make it halfway through this podcast, then I'm going to go and play in the kitchen.
No, it's more the... neediness, the dependency.
I love this. This is what it must be like when people talk about me. This is horrible for you. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, is that why Sophie's wearing dungarees with wolves on them?
They're dogs. Not wolves. They're sheep dogs.
Oh, they're dogs.
They're sheep dogs.
Is that shit.
Don't call me a piece of shit.
I will. You call my dogs wolves.
Wolf is a better version
them
of a dog.
On my dungarees
that
myself.
One on the right looks like a wolf.
It's not a wolf.
You iron them on yourself?
Yeah.
Why did you go for that? Did you put those on there because they calm Ed down? Ed looks at the dungarees, he sees the pictures of the dogs, and he calms
actually,
a bit,
actually,
and he stops like biting his arm for a bit.
I like dogs, and I'm trying to work on my...
I like dogs. What has happened to you two? Have you two just... It's like you've both been in some bizarre experiment.
It's
like you're turning you into toddlers.
We saw each other, got really excited, ran towards each other and banged heads, and we've not been the same since.
You're going to have to do it again to close
really
the show to reverse the procedure.
Yeah. Just a loud...
That makes a lot of sense. That's a good metaphor for our friendship.
Banged heads and you've both been
ruined.
We're
not good for each other, but it works. Oh, yeah. Somehow works.
That's sweet. Maybe we should do that, Elliot.
Bang heads.
Yeah, we're all right. What? What? You like dogs?
I like dogs, but... So I found out that you can buy patches that you can iron on to clothes.
You found that out?
I didn't know.
Columbo
didn't know.
Over here.
But no one's
what
ever
a discovery.
Told, hey, no one's ever told me, right? How would I know? People just...
How would you know? You live in a country with no bees.
People just have clothes with patches on. You don't ask them how the patch got onto their clothes.
Well, that's true.
And then
true.
I found out you can buy them on the internet.
I think I knew that you could get patches.
I bought so many. I couldn't stop. I bought so many from Amazon, Etsy, ASOS. I bought all the patches.
All the A's.
And then I didn't have enough denim to put them in. So I had to buy...
You didn't have enough denim.
I had to buy like a
Icarus
denim jacket.
Icarus flew too close to the
and
sun.
A lot of denim and dungarees. And then I had to buy an iron.
You had to buy an iron?
And an ironing board. And then it was just nonstop.
This is awful.
I know.
This is how businesses get started.
Yeah.
You just suddenly realise we're going to have to monetize this amount of patches. This is like an addiction. What other patches have you got?
Oh, God.
So you've got numerous pairs of dungarees. And are they themed? Do you have some with like space things on them?
I have one that's like the first one. So that's just full. Where there's like an avocado. There's a Louis Theroux one.
Wait a minute. You've got a pair of dungarees with one patch which is an avocado and one is Louis Theroux.
Oh, no, there's more. And then there's thunder thighs. There's like some thighs. And then there's
what's
like,
thunder thighs?
It's like fat thighs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can't see how that's a patch.
It's a patch. It's like thighs and then it says thunder
oh,
thighs.
Oh, it says thunder thighs.
Yeah.
All right. I thought you were casting a dispersion on.
Oh, and then there's a sequin one that's lips. Like
oh,
like
that's
lips.
That's nice.
And
you wear that when you're in the club, yeah? That's your going out patch.
I'm hoping that if I wear it enough, people will ask me to join them at the club.
We could go to the club.
Would you?
Me and Elliot went to a club a couple of weeks ago.
You never invite me anymore.
Have you spoken about the club story yet on the podcast?
Which club story?
The only club story you've mentioned today.
What, the one that me and Elliot going?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went. We went to Brixton.
Have you spoken about it yet?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about it. It was good. We both got too drunk, though. It wasn't a club. We watched an Italian rapper. We didn't understand it.
They were called Risotto.
They were called Gnocchi. And it was called the Spaghetti Hip Hop Night.
That's what it was, yeah.
It was the best in Italian hip hop. Anyway, have you got anything you'd wear in Italian? Have you got any pasta-based patches?
Pasta-based? There must be one. I bought a lot. Oh, I have a lot of French-themed ones. Because
okay.
There's a lot of little Eiffel Tower ones.
You do have past the theme ones.
Oh, I have past.
You do have past.
Yeah.
Ed,
I was trying to.
He was there when I was. The
I was there
batch.
Trying to work, and she was ironing food ones onto a jacket.
What you were like, where trying to work?
In her flat.
Well, what are you expecting? You go to an addict's house, and then you get. Then you complain when she's.
Do you want a patch?
do you want a patch,
I
baby?
I can iron it on for you.
What are her pasta ones?
First one's free.
She's got spaghetti and meatballs.
Did I?
You have got spaghetti ones.
I forgot about that. I have too many.
Well, you would. You've got too many.
Patches. I have a lot of patches. Sean, you don't want to know.
What's also quite nice is that you saw patches exist, did no market research, like how to put them on. You was like, yes, yes, please, and bought all of them.
Yeah. And now, I don't understand how you bought spaghetti and meatballs. I don't even know who wants that on a patch.
No
I
one.
I think I did. Did I put it on the jacket?
You put it on the jacket.
Put it on the jacket.
Which jacket?
The one
like
I had
a, you got like a denim jacket.
I had a lot of
you friggin'
iron
idiot.
On patches.
You friggin' it. You're too successful. There are some
yet.
People who I think have had too much success, and I think you're maybe one of them.
This is why
because you don't know what to do about
it. This is the first step towards heroin.
You don't know what to do. Yeah, it's the.
You know how it starts with the iron on patches.
Patches, weed, ecstasy, heroin, patches. Well, this has been absolutely helter-skelter start. Ed is taking a deep breath. I think we're about to get some words. What do you got to say, man?
It was a burp.
Oh, it was a burp. Well, on that bombshell.
Bit of a break.
Bit of a break, I think. Thanks a lot, guys. We'll see you in a bit.
Can you make him cry?
I'm going to make Sean cry.
Yeah, on the podcast.
Welcome to section two, everybody.
I think I could.
Sophie Hagen and Elliot are talking about I might appear on Sophie's podcast, Made of Human.
Yeah.
Which is a cooking show, is that?
Yeah. It's a cannibalism.
It's a cannibalism cooking show.
And this steak is. And then the whole audience goes, Made of Human. And then we cook it and eat it. Cry.
You're getting some human meat. You're getting some human meat. Like Oprah. Welcome back,
I'm
everyone.
I'm so glad you said human and not Cuban.
Cuban
so I was like,
meat.
Oh, I'm about to have to call out someone being problematic, but then you said human and that's fine.
You'd rather someone ate all of humanity as opposed to just the Cubans? That you got to hang your prejudices at the door.
I cannot answer that question.
Well, it's purely hypothetical. There's no need to. The key thing is that Sophie Hagen has found out that you can make your own t-shirts. And apparently is losing her shit.
So I went on Google and I searched for dog. No, laughing dog.
Search for laughing dog
yeah,
on Google.
And then I went to the
you
size.
You two have really got to run
to
into each other's heads
to
again.
The high res photo of a dog. And it was this really cute dog. And then you can there's a website. And you can make, so the whole t-shirt is the dog.
You see those for sale though, like fleeces that the whole thing is just a dog and stuff. Like
what?
In the market. What do you mean, what?
Where?
Like everywhere.
Okay, well.
Like in cheap marketplaces.
All
like
right, market. Okay. Well.
I will buy you a fleece with a wolf on
okay,
it or something.
Well, okay, so much wrong with this. Well, first of all, good luck finding it in my size. That's the thing, because you can make t-shirts in like 4XL. That's a dog. We can't get a lot of clothes. So now I figured out I can make my own clothes. And I can just Google any image in the world that I want on my t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised that you didn't know that you could
I had to be
make
physically
t-shirts.
Stopped. Otherwise, I would have been homeless just by buying all the t-shirts with all the pictures I found.
Do you think you'd be a bad homeless person because of all of your great t-shirts? You know, some people walk past homeless people and they've got phones. They go, "Well, I'm not giving to him; it's a phone." We'd be like, "I'm not giving change to her."
That's a customized t-shirt.
She's got numerous customized t-shirts with her own face on it.
She has a Deliveroo guy delivering her food on the street. I don't think she deserves my money.
Do you think homeless people can order Deliveroos? I see no reason why not. Actually, I can. I don't have an address.
Loads of reasons.
No, they could. Yeah. They could sit outside of my door.
Of your door?
Well, that's an example.
Any homeless people listening?
Is that an offer?
Any homeless people listening to the show?
They could sit outside of the door, and then he would come and be like, "Oh, sorry, mate, I have to knock this." He would, no, it's me. And then you could show him the app. Be like, I've ordered it. It's me.
Well, find Sophie Hagen if you're home. And that is our demographic. We get a lot of homeless people listening to this show. So that's good to know. Ed.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
You're very sweet in that break. You apologise for being not slick. You're being so slick. Not as slick as your sweet socks.
Thank you.
The penguin.
The penguin from the Batmans.
Yes, from the Batmans.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a big Batman fan?
Nope. Christmas. Got them for Christmas. From someone that doesn't know me very well. But I got loads. I got Robin. I got the penguin.
Yeah.
I got, did I say Robin? I got the Joker. I got the Riddler, weird choice.
Is it?
He's not been on anything for ages. And he's also green, but the penguin is green. Surely the penguin's... Anyway, and I got two Batmans. I saved the Batmans for special gigs.
Special gigs?
Yes, yeah, special gigs.
Yeah, yeah, Gotham gigs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Da, 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 da. What's that?
Pinky in the Brain, I think.
Yeah, was that meant to be Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've blown that. There's not. To be honest, that's the least depressing song I've heard hum today. When I walked in and Elliot was setting up the equipment, he was singing the Feed the Bird song for Mary Poppins.
It's a lovely song.
Well, it is, but it's quite sad.
Can we get a rendition, Elliot?
Can't afford to put it on the podcast, I'm afraid. Oh. So that's the only reason why.
You already have to pay for that thing that happened right there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's between Tim Burton and Pinky Nick Ray.
Yeah.
What's your favourite... hey, Sean.
Hey, Ed. I was about to call you Elliot.
You were about to call me Elliot.
Oh my God, the walls are slipping away.
Just like Inception. Shout out your ex's name in bed. What is your favourite of the superheroes?
The superheroes?
Yeah, there's like a couple.
I have to be honest, I've never really been into it.
You know what? I thought that of you.
You thought I've never been into it?
Yeah. I think you're a kind of person that believes that humanity is beyond saving. So you just don't buy into it.
No, I don't. I think humanity is definitely can be saved and will be saved, listener. Thanks to great patrons like yourselves. You're allowed to laugh into the microphone there, Sophie.
Well, it wasn't
do not suppress
wasn't
that.
Happy you were funny laugh. It was a holy shit.
Holy shit.
Kind of laugh.
It's taken a turn.
I think I like the X-Men. Of the films, I like the X-Men
you
films.
Sound like you like... You sound like an exchange student. I like the X-Men of the films.
Like, I sound like I've been drinking the same bleach that you two have, and now my vocabulary's gone down.
My favourite X-Men is the mutant hands. Oh, goodness. Watch out for
I like
mutant
Wolverine.
Hands.
I like the X-Men. I think I think the films are really good. I think the world is cool.
But they're superheroes.
Well, do they count? They count as superheroes.
Yeah.
Like,
Sophie, you're going to judge us? The person with fucking spaghetti bolognese on the back of a jacket? You're going to judge me?
Do you reckon you've got some comic bookie fans?
Elliot, what do you think of our fans?
I hope so.
Do a lot of homeless people read comic books? I don't know.
Because I know nothing about comic books or anything like that, but Wolverine, he's got metal, like...
His adamantium blades.
Adamantium claws.
Yes.
But Storm... controls the fucking weather. She's a god, and she's like batting alongside the guy that's like, rah, I got sharp hands.
Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to my world. Classic women in any industry being fucking left behind what? By mediocre men with fucking false hands.
Fucking hell.
Mediocre. Well, I think I was actually being humble for Wolverine. He can't be killed.
Well done, Ed. Well done, Ed. You've opened this door, mate. I want you to close it.
Let's climb inside and see what happens.
We're all made of humor now, you fucking idiot.
I'm made of tedious.
I think Storm, I don't know if she controls the weather worldwide. I think she just can control local weather. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't
not
know what
all,
you...
Hashtag not all X-Men. Is that what's about to...
Hashtag not all X-Men. What does that mean? What's that? Is that a reference to...
Jesus Christ.
What do you mean, Jesus Christ?
For those of you who are listening, because you saw my name, I am terribly sorry for what you've just heard. After this episode, I will tell him to...
Well, because I don't know what hashtag not all X-Men means.
Did you hear how I was just interrupted? Classic. Anyways, go on.
Jesus Christ.
Talk about your superheroes, that's fine.
For those of you listening because of Sophie, you should know that she demanded a gold throne to sit on.
Yeah. Sophie's a nerd.
And she's currently having her feet rubbed.
Sophie's a nerd.
By two... She insisted immigrants.
What's your favourite superhero,
Sophie?
She insisted
they were immigrant workers who were non-union. That's actually really funny. The thing is... No, but that is really funny. Like,
your laugh's weird, no?
That is really funny.
No, I meant the whole spiel that came before it. Like,
your laughter sounds like criticism.
That's really funny.
Dad?
I'm a weird guy, aren't I? I don't know how to read people. I don't know how to read emotions. Do you think the superheroes... What's your favourite superhero, Sophie? You into him?
Let's get all the shit questions
next.
Out of the way in this podcast.
What do you mean?
And then from there, like favourite film, favourite superhero.
Well, we opened with what's your middle name, and I'm telling you now, that's not the first time we've done that on this show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Regular feature.
Regular feature. What's your middle name, Sophie?
Catherine.
Oh, wow. Spelled with a K and a Y?
K. Not a Y.
No.
K-A-T-R-I-N-E.
Catherine.
Pronounced Katrina.
Katrina. Oh, like the hurricane.
Oh,
Hey, laugh it up. It caused a lot of damage.
Fuck's sake.
What's your middle name?
I got two. Joseph. Oh. What? Go on. Were you about to propose that you guess my middle name?
PJ? It's PJ.
PJ? Well, I just told you the first one's Joseph. Joseph. You think my middle name is PJ?
Is the second
one? You think my parents are just massive Ant and Dec fans?
Let me talk!
Do you know what an interview... You're going into your first Edinburgh Fringe this year. You're going to have a lot of interviews. And let me... A word of advice from an elder statesman.
Screaming, let me talk.
Don't just go, let me talk!
I like to come across as like a political person, politician, if you will, in their 50s that's not handling the allegations that are being made about them in a press interview. Like,
please let me talk! Okay, what are you so desperate? Yes, JP, yes.
They're the initials, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, listeners know my middle name. We've already done this. But if you don't, let's guess away.
Peter.
No.
Paul.
No.
Philip.
No.
Perry.
All right, I'll give you a clue. My first name is Sean and my surname is McLaughlin.
A ghost just walked in.
Elliot's door just opened on his own.
Okay.
Elliot, do you want to explain this? Elliot?
I'll check it out, but I know this is how people die in horror films.
This is, even by our standards, this is an out of control episode.
Carry on.
Okay. Elliot's going to go check it out. It's Patrick. This section's over.
What if you're...
It's over. It's Patrick.
What if you're... Here comes the zinger. Listen out. What if your parents are massive Beatles fans, right? And your middle name's John and Paul, and your brother's middle name is Ringo and George.
Do you have a brother?
No, I don't.
He died.
That's a horrible thing to even joke about. That could have been true.
Is it?
He could have died in the hurricane that Sophie was named after. Elliot, what's the situation with this door?
Seems fine.
Do you think it was your housemate?
No, I think it was the wind. It's fine.
Listeners, if you're still listening to this, then God bless you. You truly must be homeless if this is your entertainment. How long has this section been? Do you think we can go to a break? I think we need to get some tranquilizers for at least Ed, possibly Sophie.
Let's all just decompress and have a moment.
Let's all have a moment. Let's have a moment of reflection. Elliot, talk about your week. You're good at calming people down.
Am I?
Yeah.
I've had a lovely week. I've been fired. I've got an eye infection.
What?
He's unemployed.
This is all fine. My neighbour saw me naked last night. Should we
have a break? What? How?
Should we have a break?
No, please. What happened?
It was just an accident in the hot summer sun. Some of us are naked.
Were you outside?
Some of us are naked next to windows.
You were naked next to a window?
Some of us are.
Top floor or bottom floor?
As in my top of my trousers.
No, no, no.
It was all out, Ed.
He's a two-story hill human in a three-story building.
Where? What? Were you upstairs?
Do you know that phrase?
Oh, three stories.
Do you have that phrase?
Three stories, yeah. There's an upstairs.
Townhouse, if you will.
There's an upstairs.
Is there more of an upstairs?
Townhouse, if you will.
Yeah, that's what a townhouse is.
All right, the Prince Regent will be joining us. A townhouse, if you will. So they saw you naked.
Yes.
What's your feelings about that?
I think it's fine. It's going to happen eventually, won't it?
Oh, was it?
Probably.
Such an aggressive way you said that. Like, it was going to happen.
It was going to happen. Trust me, it was going to happen. Man on the edge.
Or out there doing a laundry.
So what were you doing naked on a hot summer day? You just took off all of your clothes.
Well, yeah, I was in my room, minding my own.
Dick.
Yeah, I was minding my own dick. And then...
And business. You can mind your dick and your business at the same time.
Yeah, and then a family of four.
A family of four?
In the garden next door, saw the reflection in the window and waved up at me. And I was just sprawled across. A break?
Wait, a family of four?
Family of four.
So, like, kids?
What's a kid?
You are a child. It's you. You know how old you are? You know how you're 11?
I'm a grown man. I'm a grown man.
That's why they were waving. They were saying, oh, look, our other son is up there.
Like a baby.
Naked. He must have been playing in the sprinkler system and has got naked.
Should we have a break?
Yeah, let's have a break. See you soon, listeners. For more rollercoaster fun! We're going.
Does it smell so good?
Welcome to part three. I mean, Sophie has just said that the microphone smells good and she's been sucking on it.
And that's it's just been in my mouth.
Have you? Do you need some? I mean, do you want a snack? There's snacks there.
It's not hunger. It's the smell.
Fair enough.
It smells like a new shop.
It does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Smells like a new shop. What the microphones do?
Mm, have a sniff.
Well, I don't think it's good for our listeners. Is it?
Have a sniff.
Sniff it.
Well, I've sniffed it. I don't know why I just did that on your request.
Elliot, what do you think of the smell?
I like it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. I feel like putting it in your mouth a bit. Right?
Yeah,
Sophie,
all right.
Are you recording Elliot doing that? Sophie, put your phone down. Sophie! Sophie, what are you doing with those patches?
Upload.
Upload. Sophie, don't go Instagram live on this.
Little boy chews phone.
Small naked lad.
Well, neighbours watch.
We'll do anything for cash.
So we're reaching the end. Reaching the end of the episode. High wire episode this time, eh, Elliot? Lives have been changed. Wounds have been healed and opened. We won't worry about that though. We're here to entertain the British people. That's what we're here. And the internationals.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, no, I consider you a Brit. I consider you British. Do you consider yourself British, Sophie?
No.
You're welcome.
No?
Is that what you mean? Is that what you mean?
I mean, London is open. Hashtag London is open.
No, I don't. No, I don't feel British.
Would you like to stay in Britain for the rest of your life?
I don't know about the rest of my life.
Or do you want to move back to Hoddendow?
So Hoddendow?
Hoddendow.
Hoddendow. I do miss Hoddendow.
We all do.
No, I can't see myself moving back to... As long as I'm a comedian, I'm going to be staying in either Britain and then possibly America, maybe, in like 15, 20 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I still do comedy, I'm not moving back to Denmark. But if I quit comedy, I'd be back in Denmark within half an hour.
Within half an hour, you'd be
really
in Denmark.
It's a great country.
It's a great country, and there's a fast transport route.
You were there.
I went to Copenhagen, for this Vice show, and it was wonderful. Oh, yeah, by the way, Brexit Stage Left, still on every Wednesday. I should probably plug that.
Oh, Viceland Channel 153 on Sky.
Yeah. Viceland is a TV channel. It's a TV channel. Not my words. Literally the tagline for Viceland.
I was so jealous of that show.
Yeah, it was really fun. And Copenhagen was so brilliant. It was such a wonderful place.
And you did a gig at Comedy Zoo, which is like the place I started.
Really?
It's such an emotional place.
This is your 7-year anniversary today, is that right?
Yeah, it is.
7 years. And, Sophie Hagen has been recording this episode of this podcast today.
So I started in June 2010, and in December 2010, I had my first ever gig at Comedy Zoo, the comedy club where you recorded the Copenhagen version of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
It was I remember every single moment of that day, like this, the staircase up to the stage, and the first ever gig there is like...
That's an amazing place to have a first gig. That was definitely
it was my first gig. It was after 6 months you get the gig there, because it's like the club. So it's the comedy club in Denmark.
So you have been to the clubs. Comedy club. Were you wearing your lipstick patch?
I wish if I had known about iron-on patches and dungarees 7 years ago, I would not need to do comedy. I would be so happy.
You'd just live on welfare and just you'd be
finished irony. My studies. I would have been so happy.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And here's to 7 more wonderful years.
And then that's it.
And then I think we've had enough.
And I think that's it.
I think that's it. There, dies in tragic ironing accident. What patch would you make for Ed? Have you got any patches that look like Ed?
One of my face.
Oh what? Dear, what I don't know. Ed, would you like that? You seem to have a very maternal feelings towards Ed.
Is it?
Similar to my paternal feelings towards Elliot. Here. Aww. I mean, I guess the difference is Ed is a grown man and Elliot is 4 years old.
I am not a grown man.
He's not a grown man.
Wait, aren't I older than you? How old are you?
23.
I'm 25. I'm older than Ed.
Yeah, Ed's the child.
No, the thing is, he just looks 25. Elliot's actually got one of those weird growth conditions like that film Jack.
Gary Coleman.
Like that film Jack.
Yeah, that film Jack with Bill Cosby, actually.
Yeah,
Bill Cosby's in it.
Yeah.
Less said about him, the better. Former guest of the show. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
You're about to touch my bare leg.
I was about to touch your little bare leg. Wait, you're 23?
Yes, sir.
That's absolutely fucked.
Yeah.
That fucks me off. What year were you born?
1993.
You fucking deranged a-hole.
Sorry.
You born in 80...
Well, I was close to 94,
No, 93.
To
you were close to 94, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, cool, that makes me feel... Yeah.
No, that's... you're not. You're from August.
Yeah.
So why did you say you're close to the...
Like rounding up.
What are you... Yeah.
I'm rounding up. I'm close to the end and the start.
I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, it is.
You're not like December 28th. You're August.
Yeah, but like, okay.
Yeah, it's the middle.
12 months and a year.
No, means... I know. I
now, can know. I just make this... Before you go off on this, there is no way that you're going to be right.
Well...
There's no way that I'm ever going to go at the end and go, you know what? I guess you're right. You were born in 84.
Well... Okay. 12 months and a year. I'm going to knock your socks off now.
Okay.
So.
Well, have you got a spare pair of Batman ones when I'm done?
I don't fucking know. 12 months and a year.
There are.
Cut that in half. What are you left with, Sean?
6 months.
6 months, correct. Good lad.
Don't. Please don't patronise me, Ed.
I'm 23. So 6 months. Okay, now you got the start of the year. And then you got the...
Yep.
Oh, I'm wrong.
Yep. Okay. be sure to see Ed Hedges' show in Edinburgh. What's it all about? It's about mathematics, isn't it? Is that right?
About all the numbers.
About all the big numbers.
1 to 6. Got them all.
What time is your show in the Edinburgh Fringe?
It is at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. Consider that 7, because it's nearer to then than 1. Yeah, we'll do some plugs then. 4 o'clock.
It's 4 o'clock, yeah. At the Gilded Balloon Turret Room.
Gilded Balloon Turret Room.
Yeah.
And what is the name of the show?
It's called Wonderland.
Wonderland!
Yeah.
Which is where I think you'll be when you see that show.
I called it Wonderland. That's awful. I called it Wonderland on the 15th of April. And on the 16th of April, Take That released their new album, which is called Wonderland.
No way.
And I've had some fucking hard previews in the north. It's been hard. It's been really hard.
Well, to be fair, you have been doing previews in support of Take That at arenas.
Yeah. And shirtless wearing a big fur coat.
Shirtless wearing a big fur coat. Robbie Williams has been talking about he's not going to come back to your double act. No. I mean, you kind of made your own bed there. But that should be a great show. I'm very excited to see it.
I've seen snippets
of it.
Tiny little snippets. But yeah, hopefully it's good. I've got a pretty good director.
Who's your director? Who's your director?
It's... it's...
Sophie, stop coughing. Who's your director, Ed?
She's so desperate for love.
Sophie's directing the show.
Hagen's directing the show.
Oh my God. Directed by Sophie
Hagen.
That's
why I was at the flat. This is, I bring it all back in the end, just like the show. That's why I was at the flat when she was ironing patches onto her shirt because I was working on the show.
Because you were on your knees.
That makes sense now.
But my director is a fucking idiot. Get it? Oh.
If you're listening this because of Sophie, she is directing Ed Hedges' show. Yeah. How is Ed to work with then? What's your method? Let's talk about your method. Ed's just giving a thumbs up.
I'm expecting praise.
I just hate praising him when he's here.
You hate praising him when he's here?
I'll leave the room. I leave the room?
I'd rather you didn't. I would not trust you out there, bowing around like the Tasmanian devil.
Oh, someone's put a box in the way of the door.
Yes, there's a box. Elliot has put...
I put Risk in front of the
door. The board game Risk in front of the door to stop it opening.
The most middle-class board game you could find.
Ghosts hate Risk. Right.
Get that made into a button.
Ghosts hate Risk, all right? If there's one thing we need to tell the public about, ghosts hate Risk. All right. We're fucking done with this episode. Sophie, you're directing Ed's show.
Yeah. He called me about, I don't know, 6 months ago or so and told me a thing that had happened to him. No spoilers. And I was outside of a meeting. I was about to go into a meeting. And the second he started telling this thing, I was nothing. That didn't go through. But I was 10 minutes late to the meeting because I was just like full on, like open mouth, like, what? What? And then I said, if you ever make that into a show, I want to be part of it because it was so exciting. So I'm so emotionally engaged with Ed's show that it's unhealthy.
That's great. That's great,
it's
though.
Really fucking good.
And Sophie knows how to put a show together, right?
Because
she does.
You're in good hands.
Because he'll be like, fucking Bambi on the ice, and he'll go, oh, I don't know, I'm just a bit stupid, I don't know what, can I say this? And then he says like the most incredible thing in the world. I'll be like, oh, maybe you're a genius somewhere.
Ed Hedges says the most incredible thing in the world.
Know.
Really? This guy?
I know.
This person I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, I know.
On the nose, penguin socks.
Penguin socks, I know.
Ed, I think you might be a genius somewhere too.
I also
Please take that pillow off your crotch.
I get excited when people talk about me.
Sophie, you're doing another for Edinburgh Fringe show?
Yes.
Great poster.
Thank you. You think so?
Thank you. I love it. I think it's wonderful. Anything else to plug? What do you want to plug? Talk about the show.
Well, that.
That. What's it called? Dead Baby Frog.
Dead Baby Frog. 2 p.m.
Yes.
Bedlam Theatre.
Bedlam Theatre.
Every single day of the Fringe.
Every single day of the Fringe.
Fucking single. From the 2nd to the 28th.
You dumb. Fucking you dumb shit. Single. That's the Wednesday, isn't it? The Wednesday.
Yes, that's on the Wednesday. Ends on
Wednesday
the
to the Monday.
I know.
You thick idiot.
Yeah, I know. It's
going to
be the worst.
What, are tickets available? Or you're tickets very popular.
Yeah, I've gone from free fringe to paid fringe, and so there are you have to buy tickets now, and I get like a daily thing of how many tickets have been sold, and it's terrifying.
Oh, really?
I hate it so much.
My listeners tend to be, they're kind of, I don't want to insult them, but they're cattle, and they don't really make much money, and so I think. Maybe you might.
It's not that expensive. It's £10.
£10. Well, maybe they can put their money together and they can.
What is the show? What did you usually charge for yours?
I charged. I think top price last couple of years was £9.50, and then midweek was £7 or £8.50. But I think £10. You're more established than I am.
Yeah.
Or you've got certainly more of a fan base than I have.
Yeah, both.
Both. Yeah.
I'm more established, and I have a bigger fan base.
Yeah.
And I'm more talented and successful, and
yeah,
have a better poster and show.
You have a bit of what? Sorry.
What's that?
No, well, no, what was that?
You can just listen to the podcast and turn it up when I said that and you can hear it again. But I would love to... Are you going to go and see my show? We're doing a preview together.
Oh, yeah, we're doing a preview together. What's the date? We should plug it. Sophie's reaching in her pocket of her dungarees like an absolute white trash.
My doggy dungarees. It says... that's the day. That's because we're doing this. We're doing the... Says preview there. Preview with Sean McLaughlin, July 11th.
July the 11th. That's at the Phoenix Artist Club.
Phoenix Artist Club, 9 p.m.
Look out for it. My show's getting there. It's going to be good.
I'm excited about seeing it.
It will be good.
It's so funny.
Thank you.
You can still see it on Next Up, the Ural show.
Yeah, don't watch it on Next Up.
That's the best show on Next Up.
No, please don't.
I really love it.
Thank you.
I wouldn't call it a show, but I really love it.
Well, that's the problem, is it isn't the show I wrote. But the one on Next Up is interesting, but it's not the show I wrote.
But it's pure McLaughlin.
I don't think it's helping me. I think people should also know that I can tell jokes. I'm not lose my mind.
Yeah, but if they want to get to know you in the space of an hour and know everything about you, watch that show and they'll know your inner workings.
I don't want people to know who I am. I'm a natural enigma. I think that's why people are so fascinated by me. That's why I'm the source of so many interesting conversations. Sophie, please don't look at me like that. Do you want to plug your little podcast as well? Sophie's having a go at little podcasts. That's why we got her on. Just wanted to help her out.
My podcast is called Made of Human Podcast. It's very good.
It's Made of Human Podcast.
Made of Human Podcast.
Do your listeners have a name? Have they got a term for them?
The what?
A name, you know, like the wounded.
Mopodders.
Mopodders.
Mopodders. It's the Mopod.
The Mopod.
Mopod. And they're Mopodders. Oh, no, wait. Someone made up a good word. I forgot that now.
Someone made up a good word, but you've forgotten it.
Yeah, someone was like, why don't you call us the... And I don't remember it now.
Was it the Falcons? Because I'd like to be called the Falcons, please.
The Libas, I think.
The Libas.
The Libas.
I wanted to... This is a thing I'm going to say off air. I wanted to go to Anne Frank's house and write, amazing to see you. I think you would have been a believer. Because you know people had a go at Justin Bieber for saying that. I think it'd be funny if someone just was not Justin Bieber, like, I think you'd be a believer. Based on what I've read. Make the edit.
At Sean McLaughlin.
At Sean McLaughlin on Twitter. Listen to her podcast. What a great podcast yours is. You've got a great voice for it.
Okay.
I think my voice doesn't suit it. I think I naturally am like, it's kind of like a disinfectant, my voice. I imagine people play this podcast if they want to scare away stray dogs from their property. Because my voice is quite harsh.
I'll add that to the list of questions when you do my podcast.
I don't want
it. It's about like weird.
I'm scared of doing your podcast.
That's why it's going to be so good.
I'm scared of it.
Make him cry.
Don't make me cry.
Make him cry.
You'll never. I will never cry. And I will never surrender. And you will never, ever, ever know me. You will never pin me down, Hagen. I say this to you right now. God is my witness. You will never know me, ever. I will remain a mystery till the day I die. I will change my middle names by default every day of the rest of my life. You will never even know what I'm called.
I've seen you do coke in a one bedroom in fucking North London.
Okay, thanks for the show, everybody. We're going to be back with a chat. Genuinely, so thank you so much to Sophie Hagen. Ed Hedges is now sleeping on a desk.
I'm not. I'm awake.
He's awake. We're all awake. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. See you soon, guys. That's all that's left of our love. Ticket stub, that's all that's left of our love. Great.
Yep.
So that was it. That was the section.
Flippin' heck.
Are you all right?
My life's changed.
Yeah, it was good, right?
It's all altered. It was brilliant. Everything's different now.
Why is it so different?
There's just something inside me that wasn't there before.
Maybe you've sat on your keys.
Maybe.
Thank you to Sophie Hagen and Ed Hedges. This is our famed outro.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have got, well...
We don't know if people listen to this bit, so we're just going to experiment.
It's not an experiment. We were just going to talk about our lives, as we always do. We had a few things we wanted to just talk about in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But then Elliot has thrown a spanner in the works by suggesting that we do poppers...
Someone, a friend of a friend who I don't know very well, and let's just face it, I don't like him probably, just gave everyone around us a bottle of poppers. A little bottle of poppers.
I don't know if we should be doing poppers on the show.
I think we need to approach this in the podcasting world. It gets skated on, and now it's time to dig into that ice.
What, poppers?
What's the world of poppers?
But what is the world of poppers?
I don't know, probably just smelly people in a horrible nightclub.
All right. Well, first of all, let's talk about what's been happening.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm good.
I think the listener is worried about you.
Yeah.
Because last time you were being a bit of a, I don't like anything. I'm Elliot.
I'm a human being, John.
Right. Yeah, I know you are.
I am absolutely fine now. In fact, I'd say I'm great. I apologise for my mood.
You're right to apologise.
I know, I'm sorry. I think it was the political climate at the time. It wasn't. It was all personal. But I'm fine now. I've had some text messages, and to those people, I didn't reply because I wanted some more attention.
Did you read that genuinely true?
No.
Did you get some text messages after that episode?
Yeah, I replied and was like, I'm absolutely fine. I think I was just in a bad mood that day.
All right, fair enough. Well, our night out would have helped.
It was a lovely time.
And you couldn't have had a worse time than I had the next week.
Why?
Luton.
You went to Luton?
Luton.
Tell us about it.
Oh, my God. I mean, look, this is going to be a bridged version for the listener. Right, well, here's the deal. I wanted to continue writing my stand-up comedy show. And I was sort of struggling with writing, and I was busy doing lots of different things, like being on TV and doing writing for people and creating a little podcast you might have heard of called Heal Your Wounds. You heard of it, Elliot?
I don't like podcasts.
Okay. And I thought I'm going to rent a place in the country. I'll rent a little cottage in the country. You've been there, haven't you, Elliot?
Yeah, I have. The country. Know.
Yeah, the countryside.
Yeah.
You know, hills, dales.
All of them.
All of them.
Mounds.
Yeah, go on a mound.
Yeah.
You go to the countryside, what do? You sit on a mound, you look at the thorns.
Yeah. No grassy knolls anymore. They were tainted.
What do you mean? After JFK? History.
Yeah. Never heard of another grassy mound, have you?
Grassy knoll?
Grassy knoll, have you? Never heard of another grassy knoll, have you?
Well, I guess I haven't, no. But why would I have done?
You think, oh, should we go and sit on that grassy knoll? And you think, no, police will come and accuse you of something. Stay woke. Carry on.
Thank you. But I couldn't afford that, Elliot. I couldn't afford a cottage in the country.
No.
I couldn't afford one. What could I afford, Elliot?
Okay, can you afford a kind of a bungalow in Sheffield?
No.
Okay, can you afford a bedsit in Bedfordshire?
No, but we're getting close.
Okay, can you afford a hovel in Hove?
No.
Okay, rule of threes, and I've already done three. So, where can you afford, Sean?
I basically, for 4 days, I lived in a one-bedroom flat in Luton. To try and write.
Was it like a town centre?
It was in the city centre. It was above an old abandoned pub.
Why not just stay home?
Well, that's what I should have done. It was one of the worst 4 days of my life.
Okay.
The place had no Wi-Fi, no TV, no fridge, barely any furniture, like a bed and just like a sofa. The shower didn't really work. The front door key that he gave me didn't work. So that was on the latch the whole time. Mm-hmm. And it was so hot in the flat, I'd barely got any jokes written. And I went to Wetherspoons every day and ate my breakfast, lunch and dinner at the same Wetherspoons. And then I bought Al Murray Live at the Palladium for 25p from a charity shop. And I just watched it again and again, ate Satsumas.
So it had a DVD player?
No, on my laptop.
Oh, okay.
It was really bad. It was, it was genuinely so miserable and depressing.
Well, that's the life of comedy, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but that's a self-inflicted wound. Yeah. I don't know why I did that. And I know, and the worst thing is, I know I'll do something similar soon.
Okay.
I'll make another mistake like that. Everyone I said about Luton were like, you're crazy, why are you doing that? And I thought, they're just jealous because they haven't got the get up and go that I do.
Yeah, the gold that normally comes out of Luton.
Yeah. Yep. Fucking grim. All right, get the poppers.
Sean's idea.
Elliot, do you want to explain what your suggestion was?
Well, recently, a friend of a friend gave me and a bunch of people a bottle of poppers.
And what are poppers for?
I don't know.
They're like a Class E drug or something.
I don't know. I
think they're legal.
It's not even that. It's just like shoe polish.
Okay. And then what's the idea? Is you snort it?
It just gives you a bit of a headache.
Well, it's called room odorizer, but you don't want your room to smell like this. It says on it, Berlin XXX Hardcore Super Strength on the bottle. I don't think we should do this on air.
I don't know him very well.
I don't think we should do this on air.
I think it's what the listeners want.
Us to do poppers and then talk to them.
I just want to, yeah.
Are we both going to do poppers or just one of us does poppers?
Both. We are breaking new ground.
All right. Elliot's... Bless Elliot's heart. He can't even open the bottle.
Childproof.
Come on there. Give it to a grown-up. All right. I'm going to put down the mic.
Have you ever tried them before, Sean? Nod or shake?
I did poppers a lot. I did poppers a lot when I was... not a lot. We used to do them when we were teenagers.
What's the point?
I don't know. What is the point of it anyway?
Well, we've already talked about this. I don't like drugs. I think they're nonsense.
Well, this is a... I mean, if you think they're nonsense, then this is the big one. Do you do it... So you're covering the bottle there with your thumb? You should just go full in.
This is what I just saw someone on TV do. Are you meant to leave it open?
No, I think you just snort it.
It's completely legal. We should point that out.
All right, Elliot's about to do poppers.
And Sean.
And me.
All right, you ready?
All right, here we go. How's that feeling?
Feel fine. I can't even... Nothing's happening.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you go. That was, I feel warm.
I feel
really warm.
This is horrible. Why are we doing this?
In any podcast.
Why are we doing poppers? All right, do another bit. Do another bit of poppers. Do another bit, Elliot. For fuck's sake, take the poppers. No, I need you to take it proper. Get in there. Oh, I've got a headache already. Elliot, you've gone red.
This is what happens when podcast ideas go dry.
Do you think this is us jumping the shark? Do you think this is a bad...
I'm really warm.
All right, I'm going to do one more hit of the pops.
Okay. Sean McLaughlin caught doing drugs just before Russia.
I've got a pounding headache. Is this pleasurable?
It's the worst idea.
Is this meant to be pleasurable?
Why does anyone enjoy this? What's wrong with people? All right. Well, we got meth as well, so let's try that next.
No, we're good. This is disgraceful. This is terrible. Elliot, this is the worst idea you've ever had, is making us do this.
I'm so sweaty.
We have to keep this in.
It's going in my eyes.
It's going... Put your patch on.
I'm fine now. All right.
I'm in so much pain, Elliot.
Is this what metropolitan life's meant to be?
What do you mean? What, us doing poppers?
Well, I'm from the countryside.
A poppers on a Thursday afternoon?
What? It would be like this.
This is terrible. This is the biggest mistake. Oh, I can't. We can't even do an outro because I'm struggling. Listeners, I can't stress to you how much I can't. I can't think straight. We've had massive huffs of poppers. I haven't done poppers since I was 19.
I've never done them. This is horrible.
This is the first time.
I don't do anything. I thought this had.
Well, now you've done poppers.
I took this on my box on the podcast. This is a horrible idea.
It's a classy drug. Well done.
All right.
Okay.
Well, the important thing is it's legal.
Yes.
And that it's actually not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. I mean, I don't think it's safe.
No, it's fine. It's close to safe.
Okay.
MPs do it.
Do they?
Yeah.
The gay ones?
Some normal ones do as well.
Normal?
These
poppers have sent you loopy.
There was one that was like, no, you can't take away my poppers.
Who said that?
Some guy.
Who said that?
Some guy was like, I need my poppers. And then the other MPs were like, no, skin God. And that MP was like, no, I stand up for the poppers. The poppers community.
I'd love it if it was like medicinal poppers.
I've got it all over my sock. Or like, oh, I need poppers for my heart.
Okay. I guess this is the end of the episode?
You can't say that wasn't unique, listener.
I don't. I'm really sorry, everyone. We had an idea. We didn't know what to talk about.
We didn't know what
we'd given it a few goes. And then Elliot just said, let's do poppers. Heal Your Wounds is an open forum. We're willing to try some experiences.
Yeah.
I feel terrible. I feel it in the back of my teeth. It's such a shit drug. It's such a shit experience.
What a terrible thing people do. This is one of those things. It's like, because I started drinking late. It's like when you started that, you just go, is that it? Is that what people go on about all this
yeah.
time?
Yeah. I can't what imagine stupid, ever. I can't imagine that poppers are an acquired taste the way that drinking is.
It's just from the French Valley.
Of course, when you're young, you can't appreciate the taste of poppers. You don't appreciate the headaches and the teeth chattering.
you want to sweat? Here's some poppers.
Here's some poppers, mate.
What a stupid thing that should exist. Nobody ever do poppers or any drugs because you're a dumbass.
I've got a real headache still.
My heart's going.
All right.
I think this is what happened to River Phoenix.
All right,
mate.
Thank you so much for listening.
Let's bring some anecdotes for the next one.
Yeah, well, we tried that for this one and they didn't work. The fundamental fact is us doing poppers is probably always going to be more entertaining than us talking.
Poppers section.
Poppers pod.
The regular section. Do you want to finish? Do you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, let's wrap it up. Bye.
Oh, that's how you can wrap it up.
Well, how else do we wrap it up?
Thanks for listening. I hope you had a nice time. Thank you for reaching out and saying you've enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. We really appreciate all the nice things that people have said about us.
We've had some feedback. It's been lovely. Thank you very much.
We'd rather no one reference the poppers.
I want to stress again, they're not mine. And I think they're dumb.
All right.
All right.
Speak to you soon.
Heal Your Wounds was presented by Sean McLaughlin. It was produced by Elliot Fallows, hosted by Audio Boom, and all music was by The Speckles. You can follow us on Twitter @WoundsPod.